This is Geeks Out on Joy 94.9. You can hear the show live Monday nights at 8 p.m. Or you can check out our podcasts at joy.org.au/geeksout.
Welcome back to Geeks Out. Miranda Sparks, lover of parks, and Tamazon the Glamazon here. Right now, we're going to be casting our eye to Netflix yet again for Enola Holmes. We keep accidentally pronouncing it Ilona Holmes, but we're determined not to do that tonight. Enola. Tamsin?
Enola.
There we go. The film was directed by Harry Bradbeer, stars Millie Bobby Brown, Louis Partridge, Henry Cavill, and Helena Bonham Carter. Here is a trailer.
Now, where to begin? My mother named me Enola, which backwards spells alone. And yet, we were always together. And it was wonderful. She was my whole world. Which leads me on to the second thing you need to know. A week ago, I awoke.
Mother?
To find that my mother was missing. And she did not return.
I'm presently on the way to collect my brothers, Mycroft and Sherlock.
Yes, Sherlock Holmes. The famous detective, my genius brother. He will have all the answers.
Enola.
Where's your hat and your gloves?
Well, I have a hat. Just makes my head itch. And I have no gloves.
My God.
A wild woman brought up a wild child. Who will make her acceptable for society?
She seems intelligent.
There are two paths you can take, Enola. Yours, or the path others choose for you.
It is time to find my mother.
The game is afoot.
If I have to stay hidden from my brothers, I must become something unexpected. A lady.
You've progressed nicely.
Is she safe?
She's our company.
I'm Viscount Tewkesbury.
A useless boy.
You have to help me.
I'm not ready to die on a train.
I'm not ready to die at all, and I wasn't going to before I met you. What are you planning, Mother?
She always had a reason for everything. Her own way of doing things.
Perhaps she wants to change the world.
Perhaps it's a world that needs changing.
That was the trailer for Enola Holmes, directed by Harry Bradbeer, starring Millie Bobby Brown as the titular Enola Holmes, along with Louis Partridge, Henry Cavill, and Helena Bonham Carter. The plot, for those of you who hadn't figured it out, is that while in search for her missing mother, Enola Holmes, young sister of the famed Sherlock and Mycroft Holmes, becomes entangled in a life-or-death whodunit involving the Marquis of Tewkesbury. Sounds very proper when you put it like that.
I was going to say, beautifully pronounced there.
The Marquis. I kept on thinking, that's a funny way to spell Marquis, but no, the Marquis is what it is.
Yeah, no Marquis there.
I love that. I just love situations in which you get to use these classy sounding titles. Like, you know, particularly, you know, Tewkesbury, he's actually...
he's
what,
a lord.
What is it? Viscount Tewkesbury, Marquess of Basilweather.
Yes. That is a great pronunciation of it.
It really is. Now, interesting legal things have been happening around this film. For example, the Sir Arthur Conan Doyle estate, for those of you who don't know, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle is the, you know, creator and writer of the Sherlock Holmes series, but his estate took legal action against Netflix, claiming that the film misrepresents the character of Sherlock Holmes, who in their interpretation needs to remain, quote, aloof and unemotional. Now, another interesting fact, you know, for those who might know their, you know, legal history, the estate took similar action in 2015 with the film Mr. Holmes, starring Sir Ian McKellen, for the same reason. Despite the fact that Sherlock Holmes is currently a public domain character, which means he can be used by absolutely anybody, any way, anyhow, The Doyle estate believes that they are entitled to a voice in representation of the character in order to remain coherent. I know, what's your take on this?
Oh, look, I do, you know, you're expecting a certain person when Holmes is the main character. So I kind of get that. But I really, like, unlike you, I really felt in this, he's not the main character. He's not, it's not his persona that's shining through. His persona's dictated by Eleanor Holmes. And I think it's really...
Enola Holmes.
Enola. We even practiced that. Enola. I'm going to get it. Yeah, my first kid's going to be named it for sure. Or maybe the next dog.
Same diff.
Exactly. But yeah, I don't think they should, because it's up to interpretation, it's art. But then I can see their passionate attachment to it. You know, it's a very classic character, and you really want people to like it and love it. And so, interesting. And you, what do you think, Miranda?
I mean,
the writer you are.
My personal belief is that, you know, fictional characters are a tool with which to express thoughts and ideas through a fictional narrative. And my personal belief is that the character can't be diluted so long as the original text exists. So long as we still have, you know, the classic Sir Arthur Conan Doyle books, there's four major Sherlock Holmes books and a whole slew of little shorts. So long as those still exist in their original state, which absolutely should be preserved, any other adaptation of it can go wherever they want. You know, one of my favorites was in the US TV series Elementary, which had Sherlock Holmes as being not aloof, but just, you know, almost halfway autistic. I don't think they called him autistic, but I definitely had that sort of reading of the character where he did have a high amount of sympathy and emotion, and he could, you know, pass that in tandem with his logic and reason. And I don't think that's a bad interpretation of the character. I feel that we got some of that in Enola Holmes as well from Henry Cavill's performance.
Oh, definitely. I think Henry was definitely the character was influenced by her.
Definitely. Now, the film itself, Enola Holmes, I did get it right, is not about Sherlock Holmes himself. So we're not going to let him eclipse the entire story. Let's talk about Enola. Tamsin, watching this film, what sort of feelings did you get from it?
So it was really a great contrast. You know, the previous female-led series I watched was Ratched. And just the sort of where my head was at, I was like, I'm not bonding with this as much as I'd like to. And, of course, I spoke with my brother and my sister-in-law who watched it. And, of course, it's designed for teenagers and sort of that coming up to bond with that female, really strong female character who's been left on her own and, you know, is trying to get through all these different things being thrown at her that she's never had to accomplish before. I loved it, and I think I'm definitely mailing all my cousins with their strong female daughters to watch it, because I think it's heaps of fun.
I mean, I really do love that kind of story as well. I personally love a lot of things recommended for young adults and teenagers because, I just think it's easier to process, for one thing. And it's just always a lot more fun as well. But I'm charmed by the character of Enola Holmes, who, you know, burrows into that experience of a tomboy who feels confined by womanhood, who is determined to prove herself, and then finds herself in a world that's larger than she knows how to cope with. And then she struggles a little bit and then finds her way to the top. And so it's a story of her triumph in that way.
Yeah, 100%. It is. And she is, even though she, you know, they do the side, like she becomes a bit overwhelmed by things that are going on because of who she is, she still, like you say, strives to the top, and that really strong character comes out, which is, in this day and age, for women to have, you know, you can be soft and you can be a feminist and you can still, you know, be who you want to be and, you know.
It was also an age in which women weren't allowed to be hard or capable or tough.
Mm.
I mean, this was the classic suffragette movement where women were fighting for their rights and they were, you know, learning self-defense throughout the film, you know, presumably to do away with protesters and or to do away with police and counter-protesters and all of the agents of the patriarchy, whatever form they take. One other thing I really was taken with in the film, and men are a hard please to me, you know, we all know this. I was enamored so much with the character of Viscount Tewkesbury, who were I a 16-year-old girl, I would be very taken by him, I imagine.
Yeah, I phased in and out, but I've never... So that was Lewis Partridge?
Yes.
Yeah, I've not seen him in anything else. He was a beautiful, fresh character for me in this. Very, very likable, but not overwhelming. And you could see that step back he'd take when he got too much.
Hmm. I loved, you know, he had a balance of soft masculinity, but also a subtle femininity as well. He's a character who loves to cook. He's a character who loves flowers. And he sort of knows these little bits of girlhood that Enola doesn't. And they counterbalance in that way. He can't throw a punch to save his life, and he's not expected to, and I'm glad that the film didn't shame him for that. He's also struggling because he's about to rise up to the House of Lords, and that's something, you know, he feels is very daunting for him.
Yeah, that is, it's very true. I didn't think of that. It is the beauty in the character of not, he doesn't have to be a manly man, and he's not trying to rescue her all the time or anything even close like that. They're very complimentary.
She rescues him a good deal of the time.
Very true.
Now, the other thing that I think is, you know, historically accurate and something that's very important to remember is the way in which the vote for women polarized society at the time. Mm. I think some of us like to look over history and think that, you know, we came to women's rights in, you know, voting with a lot of spirited debate, but we forget that there were people who were planning violence, who incited violence, who lost lives and took lives in this struggle. This was a big enough deal for people to die for. This was, you know, we're seeing the same sort of things happening during the suffragette movement that still happens today with, say, the Black Lives Matter movement. And I think history likes to sanitize it and say that these rights that we have for granted today were won peacefully when they weren't. So I'm very appreciative of the film for doing that.
Yeah, it wasn't slammed in your face. It was just shown, you know, these are different times. These times haven't changed.
People
aren't listening. We have to make them listen. How do you make them listen? Unfortunately, force. It's a real shame, but,
But ultimately, how many chrysanthemums do you give this out of 10, Tamsin?
Oh, chrysanthemums. Strong 8.
Solid 8.5 for me as well. Enola Holmes, starring Millie Bobby Brown, Lewis Partridge, Henry Cavill, and Helena Bonham Carter, is streaming now on Netflix. Do check it out. When we come back, we're talking Raised by Wolves. Don't go anywhere.